Seattle's Morning News. This is Dave Ross with Colleen O'Brien. There is a district court ruling that says a city cannot sweep a homeless camp unless there's some shelter where those people can go. It was headed for the Supreme Court, and then the Supreme Court said, we're not interested. Let's find out why from former State Attorney General Rob McKenna. This is a big problem. Why would the Supreme Court not want to take up this case?
Well, you never know for sure why the Supreme Court won't take up a case. You know, here there clearly weren't at least four justices who wanted to review the Ninth Circuit's ruling. They may be waiting to see what other courts of appeals say about similar cases so that could create what we call a circuit split. But where courts of appeal are all united around a certain legal conclusion, the Supreme Court often won't take it up. So we're left with the Ninth Circuit's decision in 2018 in a case called Martin v. Boise, in which six homeless people sued the city of Boise for essentially prosecuting them for public camping. City of Boise had a blanket ban on public camping, and the Ninth Circuit said, nope, you can't do that. It violates the Eighth Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, which bans cruel and unusual punishment. You can only prosecute someone for public camping when there are enough public beds available, enough shelter beds available for everybody in the city that night who's homeless. It doesn't require the individual homeless person who's been ticketed to prove they couldn't find a bed. It puts the burden on the city to show that there are plenty of beds available when they issue the citation.
Okay, so that is the solution that most people I've talked to think is fair. If there is shelter available, then the cops should be allowed to force you to leave. This then would become essentially the law in the states governed by the Ninth District?
Yes, exactly. The Ninth Circuit's ruling applies to all of the states that are in the Ninth Circuit, which is basically the Western United States and Hawaii and Alaska.
Now, under this ruling by the Ninth Circuit, can a city set up reasonable prohibitions on where you can park? I mean, do they have to let them park, for example, a camp at a children's playground, or
no.
Can they set up restrictions?
No, it's the blanket ban on sleeping in public areas, which is accompanied by prosecution, citation.
Yeah.
That's the subject of this case.
Okay, so, but it sounds like it implies then they have to at least though have some place that you can camp. Is that
correct?
True?
No, that's the way the court's decision is being read. Exactly.
So they could still set up a designated camping area and still put those other places off limits. Now, does that camping area have to, because if you get around this by setting up a camping area big enough for one tent, have you satisfied the law, or does it have to be a certain size?
No, because you have to show you've provided enough space for everybody who needs it. Now, I want to say that it may be that providing space for a tent, or setting up an organized tent city will be struck down by future court decisions, which look at the Ninth Circuit's ruling in Martin v. Boise and say, no, you have to provide shelter beds, that you can't satisfy the requirement that shelter be provided by giving someone a sanctioned location to put their tent or a group of tents. So, for example, in Portland, they've had a policy banning people from setting up any kind of temporary place to live on public property or public right-of-way. And that ban is broad enough that providing, some locations for tents might be struck down. That's the concern that cities have, is that the restrictions are going to become more and more severe on the cities, and so that they won't be able to, basically curb camping in public at all. That's the worry that the cities have.
So how do you we just passed a new ordinance to set up a new homeless authority between Seattle and King County. How do they decide how much housing needs to be provided if this whole thing is in flux?
Yeah, that's a really tricky question, isn't it? I mean, how do you know how many people are out there on any one day? If the burden is on the city to show that they had enough beds for everybody, how do they prove that in a given instance when they're trying to move someone out of a camp that's been established under a freeway, for example? It's going to be tricky, I think, for them. On the one hand, the proponents believe this is a way to force governments to provide more, actual shelters, not just places for tents. But on the other hand, the cities are worried that it's going to empower people to effectively camp wherever they want, because the burden on the cities will be too high to show that they can be moved. There is one loophole, though. that the city of Seattle already utilizes and other cities use sometimes, and they may use it more now. And that is an exception that says if there's an imminent danger posed by individual's public camping spot, they can be moved and moved, just moved, periods, uprooted and sent away. You know, obviously, if the cities start to use that exception too much, that will be challenged. But every law seems to have an exception. And even the Ninth Circuit's ruling in Martin v. Boise has that exception for, you know, protection of the public against imminent threats.
Former State Attorney General Rob McKenna. Rob, thanks.
Thanks, Dave.